We're joined by Scott Kellogg, who is the educational director of the Radix Ecological Sustainability Center in the south end of Albany on Grand Street by Warren. And we've asked Scott on to talk about their south end biocultural diversity forest, planting 150 trees in the south end. But Scott, I know you've been on our station previously, but why don't you give us a quick introduction to the Radix Center?
The Radix Ecological Sustainability Center is a nonprofit organization based in the south end of Albany, New York, running an urban environmental education and environmental justice advocacy organization. We have a demonstration site of sustainable tools and technologies that are designed to teach south end residents with a special focus on youth and then everyone from all around as well, how to have greater local access and control over essential resources like food and water and waste management, energy production, with emphasis on building systems that are simple and affordable, and with the goal of really trying to recenter the social pillar of sustainability and think about how matters of equity and fairness and access and race and class explicitly apply to things like food and water and soils and air and non-human life and composting.
On November 13th, Saturday, you're doing a tree plant in conjunction with the your South End Biocultural Diversity Forest. Why do you decide to, you know, do this project to plant 150 trees in the South End?
Sure. So there's been a lot of studies coming out recently that are looking at how formerly redlined neighborhoods, such as the South End of Albany, have a relative lack of tree cover. And this is due to a number of factors, really them being just historically disinvested in, also city tree planting programs overlooking these lower income neighborhoods. Also, many times you see police departments having an enforced policy of cutting trees in neighborhoods because of the erroneous belief that trees contribute to crime. That's actually been disproven, and we now know that trees actually decrease crime. However, this lack of tree cover results in a number of issues, greatly among them being is the fact that neighborhoods with substantial tree cover can be significantly cooler than those without. Sometimes it is much of a difference of 10 degrees Fahrenheit or more, which is huge, particularly in urban environments, which are already warmer as a consequence of the urban heat island. And as climate change advances, this is just going to be exacerbated. This is compounded also by the fact that residents of lower-income neighborhoods are less likely to be able to afford air conditioning or to be able to take a vacation, be able to escape from the heat, and many are already suffering from health maladies that are going to be worsened by elevated temperatures and the stresses that that cause. Planting trees to push back on the urban heat island and to try and mitigate the effects of climate change is one of the big reasons for it. In addition to that, a huge reason for doing it is for air quality purification. That trees, the leaves of trees, the surface area created by trees, have the ability to collect and filter out a lot of airborne particulates. And this is something that impacts a lot of South End neighborhoods, particularly around Ezra Prentice Homes and with the vicinity of highway overpasses. Some of the work that we've been doing related to environmental justice in conjunction with A Village and other fantastic organizations in the South End is organizing citizens to do vehicle traffic counts and finding that, you know, in the vicinity of Ezra Prentice Homes, you've got over 1,000 diesel trucks and buses a day passing by, putting out particulate emissions that are contributing enormously to respiratory illnesses among residents, you know, where you've got asthma rates approaching 30 and 40%. So climate, air quality, in addition to that, there are other benefits such as water infiltration, increased biodiversity, just reduction of stress altogether. A lot of studies are showing that being around green spaces and trees have just a huge impact on heart rates, but also improvement of mental health. And another component that we're bringing into this that's typically left out of a lot of urban forestry plans is the aspect of food production. That in food apartheid, food insecure neighborhoods, we want to be thinking about how we can be improving people's access to food. So we're looking at tree species that also have some fruit or berry or nut bearing capability that can go towards alleviating food insecurity within neighborhoods as well. And so, we're also, go ahead.
So how do people say in the South then, you know, participate? Are these trees going to be, you know, on sidewalks? And how do you deal with so many of the sidewalks in the South then, I believe, are pretty paved over? Do you put it in backyards and, you know, do you ask people to adopt a tree so they help keep it watered and stuff?
Right. So this program is being funded largely from two grants. One is the DEC's Community and Urban Forestry Grant, and also a community block development grant as well. So all of these trees are going to be planted in public space in sidewalks. And they're all going to be within really a 4-block area in the South End. We have located 50 existing tree pits with no trees in them at all. First planting we're going to be doing on November 13th is the first of 3 planned plantings. And so far we have not had the need to create any more tree pits. That there are a lot that have been previously created that have no trees surviving within them. That may be due to a number of factors, but one of the aspects of our program that's going to ensure tree survival is the fact that the youth in Radix's after school employment program are going to be employed to be helping to keep these trees alive, which really means watering them was one of the biggest things. So we're going to be placing gator bags, which are sort of these slow release water bags around the base of the trees, and have youth employed during the summer months to go about with an electric cargo tricycle with a water barrel in the back, keeping these water bags filled to keep these trees alive.
I also noticed that on November 6th, this climate march and rally is part of the Global Day of Action on Climate Justice in conjunction with COP26 taking place in Glasgow. You know, is going to start at the Radix Center. Why did you guys decide to host this and participate?
We believe it's really important to draw attention to the ongoing climate crisis, and particularly to be thinking about matters of climate justice, how climate change is going to be disproportionately impacting the world's most vulnerable populations, and that wealthier nations must be held accountable to taking steps towards reducing their carbon impact, but also be doing work to trying to mitigate the challenges that the world's most vulnerable are going to be suffering from as a consequence. So this greatly ties into a lot of the work that we are doing around all matters of just transitions, which includes food justice, environmental justice, climate justice, and how these all interrelate and intersect with one another. So we're happy to be involved in the COP26 rally on November 6th.
So we have about a minute left. If people want to find out more information about Radix, get involved with Radix, how best can they do that?
Yes. You can go to our website, which is www.radixcenter.org. That's www.radixcenter.org. If you're interested in coming to the COP26 rally, please come to that. We'll be having actually an open house at 10:30 at the Radix Center, 153 Grand Street in Albany, New York. And the tree planting will be on November 13th. We need volunteers. We need volunteers to help us. We're going to get 50 trees planted. That's a lot. So if you're interested, please email me, letters sk@radixcenter.org. You can also reach us through the website. We need volunteers who have tools, shovels, pickaxes, rock bars. We need a lot of folks to get these trees in the ground. So hope to see you at both events on November 6th and November 13th.
What time on November 13th?
It will begin at 9 a.m. on November 13th at the Radix Center, 153 Grand Street at the corner of Warren Street.
Thank you very much, Scott Kellogg, Educational Director at Radix Ecological Sustainability Center. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.